Back inside Radio Row, and now joining us is a man that had one of the greatest individual seasons in NFL history. That is former Tennessee Titans running back in Chris Johnson. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. Just chilling. Back in Arizona. My old stomach ground. I played three years here towards the end of my career, so it feels good to be back.
So let me hear a little bit about this podcast that you're doing right now, because they were telling me about it before you sat down. I didn't know about it.
Right.
That seems fun, you and Lindell White.
Yeah, me and Lindell, you know, we always go back and forth on topics and different things, and then, you know, the podcast world kind of is taking off, and we're like, man, we already do this. We might as well just, you know, put it on camera.
Yeah.
Put it on camera. And, you know, he got a real big personality or whatever. So we talk about everything from sports to things that's going on in the world, just everything. We tell old locker room stories, like all different type of stuff. Like, you'll just have to tune in to see, but it's definitely a good time.
No, that's what this should be. It's not like really an interview. I call this more of a conversation, because people that sit there and they get all prim and proper and they pretend to know more football than you, like, that never makes sense to me.
Right.
It's just, you know, basically two guys at a bar having fun and talking sports.
Exactly. Yeah.
Chris Johnson here with us. So for the Tennessee, like, history, you look in the last 20 years, right? You have Eddie George, you have yourself, and then you also now have Derrick Henry. What is it like for you to watch what Derrick Henry's been able to do the last few years?
Oh, man, it's crazy. Just to sit there and be able to watch it, the stuff that he's doing. When you talk about just all the backs, like you say, we got Eddie, we got Derrick, we had myself, we had Earl Campbell. Like, I feel like we is the organization that have had the best backs in history.
When it comes to the quarterback, though, the future of Ryan Tannehill, how do you kind of view Ryan as a quarterback?
I feel like he's a good quarterback. I just feel like he don't fit what Tennessee is trying to do. I just feel like he don't fit it. When you got a guy like Derrick in the backfield, with Tannehill, they still going to put eight in the box. I feel like we need somebody that can throw the ball all over the field, that type of passing quarterback. That way you could back some of those guys up, and then they'll have to play our offense honest.
Do you think they should pursue a trade for Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I definitely think so. A-Rod and Derrick Henry, can't beat that.
That'd be a fun AFC South division race between them and the Jaguars.
Right, right. I think that'll automatically put us – we'll win that division for sure.
Talking to Chris Johnson here with us. So if it's not Rodgers, does Derek Carr, does Jimmy Garoppolo excite you at all?
Yeah, both of those guys do. I'm not sure where Garoppolo is with his injury and when he'll be back. But both of those guys definitely excites me. They always try to write Garoppolo off, but he does nothing but win. So I don't understand that. When he's playing, he wins. So I guess it's he can't stay healthy or whatever like that. But either one of those guys definitely excite me.
What's the lasting memory for you from that 2,000-plus yard season?
The lasting memory, I guess just the camaraderie between, like, the team, like, going into that game, everybody knowing what we're trying to do. Everybody's on board doing whatever it takes for me to go for them 2,000 yards. Like, everybody was on board, and just that familyness, that brotherhoodness and all that stuff, man.
What do you think about the state of the running back position today? Because a lot of people now say you don't need to take a running back in the first round. You don't need a bell cow back anymore. And it feels like the league, you have some marquee guys, but you could win running back by committee.
It's crazy to me because they say that. They say that. But guess what? When it comes playoffs time, when it comes Super Bowl time, you need a running back. You need a running game. And, you know, they depend on us. So it's kind of crazy for you see all these other positions make all this money in the most brutal position on the team is the running back position, and they don't make as much. You have guys that, you know, make some good money at running back, but, man, you got receivers $25 million a year. Running back's not seeing that. So I don't feel like it's right, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. Like, It's a good thing now. Like, I have kids that play football, so, you know, I push them to play receiver. Like, one of my sons, like, he want to play running back. And I'm in his head, I'm trying to get him to switch his position. It ain't happened yet, but hopefully by the time he go to high school, I can get him to switch to receiver.
Is that tough for your kid playing football when they know who dad is and what dad did on the football field?
Is it tough as far as what?
Like, there's got to be some pressure, right?
On them?
Yeah.
I think right now at this age, they're just having fun.
Yeah. They're not thinking about that.
I don't think they think the pressure. But, you know, I'm going to build them. I'm going to make sure I teach them. It ain't no such thing as pressure. If you work hard, you stay focused and do what you got to do, everything going to happen how it's supposed to happen. Ain't no pressure. Like, no matter what I did, because, you know, within the whole thing, like, I don't think they understand it, but it goes, like, with other people, like, that they play against and stuff like that. They like, oh, that's Chris Johnson kids right there. Oh, like, you got to do this, or you got to make sure you beat them, or you better than them and stuff like that. The outside people, they going to do that. But what I teach my boys is, like, man, at the end of the day, man, you can only control you. Work hard, stay focused, do what you got to do, and everything going to work itself out. It don't matter what I did or any of that.
Did you ever have any fear about letting your kids play football?
I ain't going to say fear. It was just I didn't want them to start as early. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these kids are starting 5 years old. My boys, they ain't started playing until they was 8 years old.
Okay.
So I made them wait like 3 years. They wanted to play, but I made them wait like 3 years. I let them play some flag or something like that. They started when they was 8.
How do you kind of break down this game? Who do you like to win coming up on Sunday?
I want the Eagles to win. I can't lie. They got a running game. They got the better offense, in my opinion. The better offensive line. You know, I start in the trenches. I want them to win. I think they're going to win, but if I had to bet, I can't bet against Mahomes.
I think you're the only one this week. We've talked to so many people. It's been Philly, 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 and I've been saying I'm picking the Eagles, but the only pause is they got 15, they got 87 with Mahomes and Kelsey. So you're going on the record. You're taking the Chiefs.
No, I'm not taking the Chiefs.
Oh, no.
If I had to bet, I ain't bet.
Different.
I'm different. See, like, when I watch games and things like that, like, it'd be kind of hard for me because if I bet, then that, like, say if I bet for KC, mm-hmm. right, then I don't want nobody on the Eagles to do good.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I just, when I be watching these games and the Super Bowls,
you're
and
one
stuff,
of us.
I don't take no team. I just want to see a good game, and I just want to see people go off, man.
I know you got to run. Last thing I'll ask you. So outside of Derrick Henry, because we already talked about him, who are the other running backs that you enjoy watching these days?
I like Nick Chubb. I like Dalvin Cook. I like Saquon, Christian McCaffrey, those guys. Those guys. And they got a new another guy that probably going to be real good next year. Pierce from Houston.
Oh, yeah, Damian.
Damian Pierce from Houston.
Good rookie year.
Yeah.
Well, good to see you. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you.
Kevin Matt talks with Matt Hardy.
There's nothing like a wrestling fan, you know, for better or for worse. How do you handle that, though? We're talking about people talking about your family, what they don't know about your family or your right. brother or you. How does one handle that from a day-to-day basis?
Something I joke about with the Young Bucks all the time. I said, if you would vanity search Matt Hardy on Twitter, I said, after you got through 100 replies, you'd want to quit the business and never be seen again. It's just, you just learn to deal with it. You know what I mean?
It's the Kick Rocks Wrestling Podcast with Evan T. Mack. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Kevin Matt talks with Matt Hardy.
There's nothing like a wrestling fan, you know, for better or for worse. How do you handle that, though? We're talking about people talking about your family, what they don't know about your family or your right. brother or you. How does one handle that from a day-to-day basis?
Something I joke about with the Young Bucks all the time. I said, if you would vanity search Matt Hardy on Twitter, I said, after you got through 100 replies, you'd want to quit the business and never be seen again. It's just, you just learn to deal with it. You know what I mean?
It's the Kick Rocks Wrestling Podcast with Evan T. Mack. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. The
biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.